The downturn in the Illinois economy since 9/11, declines in tax revenue from the state, and increased expenditures, it's become a familiar story for many downstate counties. Livingston County has a $640,000 shortfall. In Champaign County, the deficit is $839,000.
Well, I think it's a function of two things, I think.
That's Champaign County Budget and Finance Republican Committee member Scott Tapley.
The revenues have come in a little bit lighter because of the weakness in the economy, but we've also made a lot of promises, and trying to pay for them is getting awfully difficult. So I think it's really a two-pronged problem. It's both spending and revenues.
Tapley says those promises include a potential 14% increase in health insurance coverage for county employees. And he is critical of the hiring of an assistant for Democratic Board Chairperson Trish Avery. But that doesn't tell the whole story. Champaign County is facing about $100,000 in unfunded state mandates. And it's facing lower overall property tax rates unless voters approve two nursing home property tax increases in November. Champaign County Budget and Finance Committee Chair Barb Wysocki, a Democrat, says they're discussing cutting department budgets by 3% to make ends meet.
For some departments, coming up with or making do with 3% less is probably doable. Other departments, particularly those that are small, that is 3 or 4 person departments, are saying to us that they would have a hard time teasing 3% out because it would mean impacting on a staff person, an individual going from a full-time position maybe to half-time or 75% time. And that, of course, has serious implications when you talk about health care coverage, retirement benefits, all of those other things that are near and dear to people's heart. And again, I think among board members, there's a great deal of reluctance to cut personnel.
A 3% cut would save Champaign County about $714,000, but there is not agreement on how to get it done. Tapley says perhaps the county should look first at those departments that traditionally have underspent their budgets.
So it would at least seem on paper, theoretically, somewhat painless to just take the unspent amounts and just budget for those amounts. And then 3% would go away, and it shouldn't cause that much pain if we're merely budgeting for what had actually been done in the past.
There's less agreement between Champaign County Republicans and Democrats on how to make up the rest of the deficit, about $125,000. Wysocki says the county could save as much as $167,000 by putting off capital improvements.
Putting off purchases of automobiles, snowplows, items like that, which again comes at a rather unfortunate time because over the last 2 years, I know the county administrators have really been working hard with departments to develop a schedule for replacing vehicles and heavy equipment.
But Tapley believes postponing capital improvements would be a mistake.
That's one of the things that got us in trouble at the nursing home is that we've deferred maintenance for year after year after year. And I think if you do start doing things like that, you're really just fooling yourself. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and eventually Peter and Paul are both going to want their money and you're going to be in trouble.
Earlier this year, Champaign County Democrats suggested using an expected $500,000 surplus created by a recent quarter-cent sales tax increase to support public safety to narrow the budget deficit. But that plan has fallen out of favor. Tapley says there are other revenue options to consider.
Using our unused space in the juvenile detention center for bringing in out-of-county boarders, that's been estimated to bring in possibly up to $180,000.
The Champaign County Budget and Finance Committee is expected to make its presentation to the full board on October 17th. A decision on the budget could come at November's board meeting. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.